ואין דף למד זין, עמד א', ורומי שבויה, השבויה, around 10 lines from the top, the Gemara says, I'll ask you, astire in shvuya, ashvuya. That means we are asking a kasha, alibe de Rabbi Yochanan, who said that Rabbi Yehuda holds shvuya b'kdushosa kaima, that a shvuya is not, choshed b'chlal, that she was nival, she's mutal kohune, she's mutal trume, and also, the Zachiv Knas. So the Gemara says, I'll ask you astire of Shvuya Ashvuya. The Sanya we learned in Abaraisa, Hagiyoires Bahashvuya Vashivcha Sheniftu Vishenizgairu Vishenishtacharu Yeseirais Albanais Gimel Shonim Vyemecha. If they became Meshuchar Nifde Nizgairu when they were already 3 years old, so they already had a possibility to be nival. So now, when they want to get married, we need avchone of 3 months. Lahavchin bein zera kosher lezera posel. Declare maybe kozman they were shvuyim or goyim. They were nivel from goyim. So Mamela, they want to get married now after the geiris, after the shichur, after the pidyon. They have to wait 3 months. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi mater li'oreis v'linose miyat. Rabbi Yosi says they're permitted to get married right away. So this is Amir Dike Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. So we see klar that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a shvuya needs havchone. So in other words, we are chayish that she's nivel. We're chayish she's muberes also. But al kaponim we see this echshash beule by a shvuya. And this was not like all the other halachas that Rabbi Yehuda had said. That tzachi of knas, that she's kosher lekohune. So he kept quiet, he didn't know what to say. Omalei midish mi'aloch. So he asked the makshin, maybe you heard the teretz. Boho, omalei hochi amarav sheishes, shero'uo shenivalo. It's speaking about that, not astam shvuya. Shero'uo shenivalo. They saw that she was nival. So they saw she was nival, so we need 3 months. I hochi, my time de Rabbi Yosi. It would seem Sharua Shanivalo. So since she's already Becheskas Bula, then we clear. Then we'll clear. I mean, you don't. It's not 3 months from the Beila. It's 3 months from when she was Nifdis. As long as she was Nival already, so she's not Becheskas Psula anymore. So then could be, I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to clear more already. So Mamela, we need 3 months from when she became Nifte. So the Gemara says, if it's Ruish and Nivalo, my time with Rabbi Yosi. So what is Pshat and Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi says she's permitted to get married right away. How can she get married right away? Why isn't there a din of Avchone? She was Nival, maybe she became the Saber. We will not know if this is Zera Kosher, Zera Apostle. Omar Rabbi Kasover Rabbi Yosi, Ishe Mizane Mishameshes Bemoich Shaleitis Abel. That when she's Mizane, so she's Mishamesh Bemoich Shaleitis Abel. And it would seem from the Gemara in Yevomis that the purpose that she doesn't want to be Misabel is because of the Inyan of Avchone Gufe. Fakert, she wants to know that her child is a kosher child. If she'll become the Saber, she will never know if it's a kosher child or not. So therefore, she's meshamish b'moich with the goy in order to ensure that shaloi tisaber. Frag the Gemara, bishlo migiyoyres, kiven de data legiyurei mintera nafsh. No. So, bishlo migiyoyres, So we'll say that she has intentions to be Megayer herself. So she wants to have kosher children. So she will be careful not to become this Abba Bigiyusa, because then she'll have problems. So Kaponim, 3 months before, Afilu, she was Nival, but she was Meshamesh B'moich, and that takes away the Chash Ibo. Shvuya Nami, a Shvuya is also Meshamesh B'moich, the Loyoda Eiche Mamtalo. She doesn't know where she's going to end up. That means the Shavoyim are going to sell her. Now, if they sell her to Goyim, so then what will she accomplish by not becoming the Saba? But she doesn't know. Maybe she'll be sold to Yidden. And if she'll be sold to Yidden, so eventually she'll be able to have a Vlad Kosher. So she also doesn't want to be in this Abba. That weiter als Avchone, so she should know that she should be able to be mavchin ben zera kosher le zera posel. She should know her children are kosher. Shivchonami is also mishameshes b'moich, the shama mipimor. She heard the Odin wants to be mishachah, so she is mishamesh b'moich in order to make sure that there will not be a problem of Avchone. She knows eventually she's going to become Meshucha. Eliyotza b'shein v'ayin ma'ikala meima. But a shivcha that yotza b'shein v'ayin, shicha shenishtacha l'chayre is koilu all oifanim of shicha. Now, a shivcha that yotza b'shein v'ayin, this is an unexpected shicha. No one was aware that this was going to occur. So till the Yetzir Shein V'ayin, the shivcha was under the impression she'll always remain a shivcha. So there was no reason for her to be mishamish b'moich. All of a sudden, boom, she lost a tooth, she lost an eye. The next day, she's a mishucheres already. And in this case, Rabbi Yossi also says she doesn't need Avchone. Why not? She didn't take precautions all along. Not realize, because she didn't realize that she will very soon become a Meshucheres. Bechiteime kol me mele loy omar, Rabbi Yossi. Maybe you'll tell me that what it says in the Baraisa, that a shivcha shenishtachero does not need Shalosh Chadoshim. It's not speaking about all Shivches. It's speaking about a Shivche who was Oymed Lehishtacher, and she was aware of it. So such a Shivche takes precautions already. So such a Shivche, Rabbi Yossi holds, is not necessary to wait Shalosh Chadoshim. But something that happened memele without what happened suddenly, loyomer Rabbi Yossi, he's not speaking about shatsa shivche. Sima says it's not true. Arei anusa mefute, and anusa and the mefute, the memele, it's also happened suddenly. She didn't know that someone would be mounted. So, Vesanya, Nusa, Mefuta, Tzrijas, Lamtem, Gimel, Chadosh, and Divir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Matal, Oris, Leinosi, Miyad. So, the Gemara held, if she was unaware of Abila, that she has to take care of not to become the Saba, she won't have a Moich. She's only Meshameshes B'Moich and Abila that she's aware will come about, so she takes precautions, but a sudden matzev, she doesn't take precautions. Elo Amar Rabbe, Kasava Rabbi Yossi, the reason that Rabbi Yossi holds, we are not chayish for Avchone, we're not chayish that she was Nisaba. Not because she's Meshamesh B'moich. Meshamesh B'moich, she had to have a Yediyah in advance. And Ma'anis, she doesn't have this Yediyah in advance. Но Иша Мизана Мисапехас Кадеш Лайтисабе. That if there was a bias news, so a woman is Misapech, and that is successful to be Maflet Zera. So Mimela, you don't need previous preparation. You don't need a moich in order to ensure that she won't be Nisaba. Every Isha that's Mizane is Misapech, Kadei Shaloi Tisaba, and this she can always do. V'idoch. What's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds that they have to wait 3 chadoshim. She's like, Moren, Shoshem, Olay Nebcha, Yofa, Yofa. Maybe she wasn't Misapech. Well, that's true. The Noshim are Misapech, but maybe she wasn't successful with a Hippuch. So therefore, she could be, she'll still become the Sabbath. So that's why we need Havchon. Let us see Rashi. Zuk Rashi. Zich alamten gimel chadoshim shleite nose lahavchim ben zera anizra bekdusha lezera anizra shaloi bekdusha. Rabbi Yossi imata lakamim mefarash taime. Zich is lahamten va'af alpi shektano eino misaberes. It seems if she was niskaya nishtach after 3 years old, we need havchone because maybe she was nisaba begiyusa. Ay, aktan is not misaberes. Gzeira ktano otu gdoila. There were gzeira ktano otu gdoila. Mishameshes b'moich. Neisenes moich la'acher b'ile v'shoyeves hazera. So Rashi says, the mishameshes b'moich is that she puts a moich after the b'ile. That shoyev the zera. This will see the next Rashi. We'll come back to this Rashi. Mintera Navsha. So the Gemara says, Giyaira, since she knows that she has intentions to become a Giyaira, is Mintera Navsha Umizamenes Lomoich. So she's Mazmen Amoich. This will, the Lo Yoda Eichem Amtelo Shavoim Lomoicho. Besavadil mamam tolo lagabi Yisrael lepolkelo mintera navsha l'shamish b'meich. So shvuya will also be m'shamish b'meich. There's a possibility she might end up aiden. So she wants to make sure that there should not be any sveikis of zera posel. Aliyetsa b'shem v'ayin shivcha shesima adayneo seineo seino v'yotzo l'ches m'na v'yoda me'ikore de tepik l'cheres. The mintera navsha lezamein moich leshimushet. Why did she would know all along to be mezamen amoich? Kol memela midi delekel is dahuri bei mikore the tepek lecheres moider Rav Yossi. Something that she was unaware of. She couldn't take precautions. Then Rav Yossi is moider. You do need 3 months. Areyanusa the memela the abes yode the lesalik b'ochet that this would occur. V'tezamen lo moich. Al-Koponim, we see from Rashi that the first Mahalach in the Gemara, Mishameshes b'moich, means that she's Mazmin a-moich to be Shoyev the Zera after Tashmish. So first Rabbi Akiva is Moich, the Losh Mishameshes b'moich is the Pashtis Eloshim would seem that she's B'shas Tashmish, there's a moich there, not La'acha Tashmish. Then he asks a second question, Rashi all over, when it says Meshamesh is B'moich and Yevomis, Rashi seems to say B'shas Tashmish is Meshamesh B'moich. So why did Rashi change it over here? It's not, the Loshim is not Meduyik if you say it's after the Tashmish. That's Ha'orah number one. Ha'orah number two, he asks, it would seem from Rashi that this only helps if she was mazmin amoich. She says, bishleime, if the moich is bishas tashmish, so it's very good. If she was unaware to be mazmin amoich, so she doesn't have a moich, so She can't do anything, so al kochach should be without preparation. She's mishamish al kochach without a moich. So that was the Gemara's kasha by Anusa, by Shane Ba'ayin. But if we're speaking about a moich after tashmish, tekaneach atzma isim mokem lachabile bachaluke bebigdo besadin sefelta isachem to make kinuach after tashmish. I mean, why does he have to come prepared? You don't need a moich davke for kinuach. On the second ha'ore, l'chayre the lashon of Rashi would seem it's not a kinuach, it's shoyev esazer. It seems the moich, it's more than a kinuach. It seems that it absorbs, it attracts the zereb. So it could be this moich accomplishes more than kinuach would accomplish. So that's why she needs a moich. So the Gemara says, if he was unaware to prepare a moich, so why don't we need havchonah? The last Rashi said, Misapecha sheyetze zera, b'lo yikloit, v'ho afilu b'midi dememeile motzelevet, v'kulon oisois kein. Now, we'll come back to this Rashi. Let's just see Tosfos. Ishe mizane misapeches. U'mahashte loikashe anuse mefute. Now, you ask the kashe. That anusa mefute, she's not mazmin amoich, so memele, we should be chai, she became the saba. No. But she's misapach, she has another eitzah, to make sure she won't become the saba through hepach. Umiyu yoitze b'shein v'ayin, Moide Rabbi Yosi, the Tzrichel Hamtim, the Oisa Lomo Tisapech, why should she bechlal be misapech? A Shivcha who has no intentions of becoming a Bas Chayrim, so why should she be misapech bizman Shivchusa? Why should she be Ishim Mizan, if I can't, the Ritva brings down the Svar of Taisvis is, because a woman that's Mizane, it's a Kolein, it's a Bezoyin that she was Mizane. However it was, Ba'ines, but she's not married, Ba'ines, Bepitoy, it's embarrassing. She doesn't want people to know about it. She isha mizane, misapeches o mizane. Fine. So memela, Ba'ines and mefata does not need, zman avchone of 3 months because she was misapech. But a shivche, she yotze b'shem v'ayim, Taisus holds, why was she misapech? So lechere, that remains, that shivche is only sheyotze lecheres, and she was misapach. She's misapach there, because she knows she's going to become a bas chayrin, so she doesn't want to have problems on the kashas of her children. Now Rashi says, misapaches, sheyetze azereb, lo yikloy, v'hafel of midi demeli motzelevet, v'kulon oisois kein. Now, Rashi is coming to be chelek on Tosfos. That not only a ma'anes and mefata, the kulon oisis came. Rashi in Yevamah says, v'af yoitze b'shem v'ayin nami leka hashta lemifrach, dekiven dehepech kalu lo v'ein bay teirech misapechasi, she's also misapech. The whole isha mizane ene roitze lehis abel. Now, this is lachaira amir di kechidish. What's that called isha mizane? I mean, dachsech me Rashi is saying amir di kezach. That, a shivche, it could be she has a kavua di ke, a miyuch di ke husband, an eved. But there's no issues. It's amadei melechamayr. There's no yiches. The children that they have are not theirs either. Amadei melechamayr. There's no yiches. There's no issues. There's nothing. Every bile that is with a shivche is a bias nus. In Rashi, in Chumash says pshat. Laisiya Kedesha means Anisha was nival from an Evet, so she's Nasa Kodesh al Yodai. Laisiya Kodesh, a person was Baal Ashivcha. Abiya with Ashivcha is Abiya's Nus. Is Memela Lagabi herself Gufe. There is no intent to become the Sabbath. The Cholisha Mezana Eina Reitzel Isabah. She's Mezana. So Memela, there's no Ishus over here. There's a Kavua de Kaboyo, that's fine, but there's no Ishus. If there's no Ishus, there's no Rotzen to build a Bayis, because there's no Bayis, and I'm a Yuchas Achav. It's nothing. So Stamazay to have children. She doesn't want to do this. And Rashi, the Ritva in Yevome says, the Ibul Gnai Hulo, Afilu Bayis Shivcha. Because it's not like this, there's a pride. There's a Binyan Abayis, we're having Doiris. Like this, it's a Gnai, it's whatever occurs with her is only a bias news, so it's a gnai. It's not nothing, something to be proud about. Perhaps we could say, the Pasuk says, V'dovak b'ishtoi b'hoyu l'bosar echod, Rashi says, Havlad noitzar yidei shneim, v'sham nase b'sorem echod. The child is a dveikis v'dovak b'ishtoi, so there's an ishtoi, v'dovak b'ishtoi, so the inyan of ishus is, it should be dibuk ish b'isha, that's ishus, and the complete union comes about ayidei avlad misyachadim, but so that pshad, if there's ishus, so there's dibuk and there's a ishyachdus ayidei avlad, but by a shivche, There's no issues, there's no yichis, there's nothing. So Rashi holds, that's kolol, and what the Gemara says, isha mezane, misapeches, this is mezane. Let us see Taisvis. Tzichis lahamtim shloisha chadoshim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, they have to wait three chadoshim, mashme, ואפילו בקטן שאין רוי לסעבר, כמה רב יהודה צריך להמתן. הקטן also has to wait. בדקומה, if they became this guy, they became נפדה, יסיירס מבני סכימו ביום אחד. What's the reason of אבחונה, שזיכה wasn't this עבר בקטנוסו? תגוז הקטן, או תגדול. That's what Rashi says, כלו, Rashi says, צריך זלמתי ואף על פי שקטנה עם מסבר, אז כזה קטנה אותו גדולה. וקושה לרי ולרבנו אותם. So the Rinda Ben Atam have a lot of problems with this. תסעניה באחילת, הרי שאויסה לגרדופה לילך לבי סביר. He had a woman who always went away to her father. And here it's talking about, she was by her father for the last 5 months, and then her husband died. So Memele, she zicha, didn't become this Abba Kaidem Isose, because she was away from her husband. Oiktana, or she was a ktana. So it says in this case, zicha lahamten gimel chadoshim divrei Rameya. So Rameya holds they were goyza ktana, just like a gdoila needs avchona, ktana also needs avchona. Rab Yehuda mater li ores vli nosem miyad. Rab Yehuda's mater by a ktana. Alme loy goza Rab Yehuda ktana oto gdoila. It wasn't goza. So that's a shrek. So we see Rab Yehuda holds they never were goza achiv avchona by a ktana. And here Rabbi Yehuda says that Nizgaira, yes, I'm a Gimoshonim in Nidavchon. V'chitei medavke b'giyoyres m'shucheres v'shvuye gozer tvei. So Tai says, mate, it's two different things. Here we're talking about a giyoyres m'shucheres. And the what do we want to be mavchin? We want to find out if it's Zerah Kosh or Zerah Posel. We want to find out, is this child, even though Anakama Bobas Yisrael Ablad Kosher, but he's Pogum. So we want to find out the child is, it's not the same, Darge of Zera Kosher, Zera Shnevus Rebekdusha, Nizra Shaloi Bekdusha. So here, it's very important to find out. So here, because of the importance of this, Rabbi Yehuda was Goizek Tana Otugdoil. Masha Ein Kain. The Din Avchone, which Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir are speaking about, they were speaking about a woman that was married to someone. She was married to Reuven. She's a Ketana. She's married to Reuven. Now, Reuven died. Now she wants to marry Shimon. Now, the whole Nafkamina is, what's the difference if it's Reuven's child or Shimon's child? We want to know who the father is, fine. But Lemaise in the kashrus of the child, there's no Nafkamina. Reuven, Shimon, both of them are Ksheirim. So if the Avchone is just only for a Zaitegi Yediyah to know who the father is, no. It's a choshev inyan, but a ketan, they want guys there, they're ketana or to gdoila. Masha'in came over here, there's a shayla, there's a kosher, there's a posel. Here the shayla is a more serious shayla, so mamela, here there were guys a ketana or to gdoila. Ain't near it. So Taisa says, this chilek to say that nisuin is less chomor than shichor and geiris, the Lerov and the Mefarsh also Mleil Tam the Tzriches Lahamten Gzeir Hashem Yisa Achoyse Meyovi V'yive Meishis Ochev Minimoy is Tveis on the Migza Bektan the Basriso the Shaykh Bekol Hande the Mefarsh also Avo Begi Yoyres Vishvui Mishacheres Lo Shaykh Shem Yisa Achoyse Meyovi Faktor Toysves I wish to disagree with you. It's when a hapachu, it's punkfakert. That means if there were two husbands who were Bnei Yisrael. So the Shrekle Cheshailis. So then it could be Ochabol Ochoisei, he'll be Miyab Meshis Ochiv Meimoi. There could be Shrekle Cheshailis. Krisis, Mamzeris. Pungverkert, by a Giyoyrish, you want to know, was it from a Goy? From a Yid? This is no Ernst to Shalos, no Shalos of Arayis over here. So, no Shalos, it's a Rakosh, it's a Rapostle, it's a Koshalakain, Postalakain. Fine, Edel is Shalos. But these Shalos are much smaller than the Shalos if both of the husbands were Yisraelim. So this far as Punfakert. So if there Rabbi Yehuda isn't Geisa, so he should be Geisa. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. Voide Shmuel Islay Sfore Ibchemid Rabbi Yehuda. We see if this is the true Teretz, we'll say that Rabbi Yehuda is Machmer. There are two different cases. By Nesuin, you're not Machmer. By Shichu, you are Machmer. The Shmuel is like Svore Ibchemid Rabbi Yehuda. We see Shmuel says a punk. If this is a Svore, it's Rabbi Shmuel says a punk verkehrt a Svore. The Shmuel comma besoypeg daladachim. The kulon sricha is lahamtin gimul chadoshim. Everyone has to wait gimul chadoshim. Chutz megiyeres mishacheres ktano. Avo ktano bas Yisrael sricha lahamtin. Alma bektano bas Yisrael gozer ktano te gdoilo. If the teretz is that there's a svore to be machma more by giyores than by nesue, we see Shmuel as a punk verkehrt svore, a svore to be machma more by nesue than by giyores. Boy, there's another problem. The Shmuel. Bishleime, so what does Shmuel say? Shmuel says, that by a ktane nesue, there's a din avchone. By a ktane mishucheres, there's no din avchone. Vaid le Shmuel, so lochere, bishleime bektane bas Yisrael, they says there's a din avchone, so vekeramei. Ela begiyores, that what he holds, a begiyores, there's no din avchone. Keman? Loik Rabbi Yude, veloik Rabbi Yosi. Still, Rabbi Yehuda ben Ktana ben Gdoila, Tzricha Lahamtin. Rabbi Yehuda here, for some reason, is Machmer. So he owes Aktane Yo Nizavchone by Gioiris. Ula Rabbi Yosef Elagdoyle Netzricha Lahamten, because she's Misapeches. And Shmuel holds that Aktane Gioiris does not need Avchone. So who does he say like? There's a three-way machlokes tanoim, and then he's a fourth day. How could that be? Umiu lemay de muki lahach dahoche b'shirua shaniva lo osi shaper ki Rabbi Yehuda. Metzin lemay medavke b'shirua shaniva lo kam Rabbi Yehuda gezrin ektano ota gedoylo, aber loy shesheine badibula loy. Taisa says, Bemison, we could solve this problem according to the Ukimta Rav Sheshes that it is speaking about Ruish and Nivalo, so then this is a different ballgame in Gansan. Here there was a Vadai Bila, Yemachma. That's the Chilik. There's a Vadai Bila, so then you don't play around. So I Ektane, no, then there were guys Ektane or Tegdaila. But all, in the case of Rameya, she was in a sewer. Fine. Could be there was Bila, could be there wasn't Bila. So Mamela, so we have Tafila Tevus. It could be there wasn't Bila Bachlal. And she's a Ktan. Savilo, but there was Bila, she also can't become the Sabo. So there, Rabbi Yehuda, we should be Machmel. Don't have to be Machmel so much. So that would be a shtickel trufe on this problem. Now Taisva says, Ulefi Loshen Achen Dahosom. Now there's a Loshen Achen in Yevomis. Lekoshe klau. Avol gav, the Shmuel Ifcha de Rabbi Yehuda. They also, Shmuel's not Rabbi Yehuda, given they not tam, mishum, the loigas rinin tan ota gdoilo, tafil gdoilo na mishal vish misapeches. The last lotion is that Shmuel holds a kabyaisi. So finish, and there's no problem, he holds a kabyaisi that tafil gdoilo doesn't need havchon. About kaponim, so Taisus is, with pieces and bits, Taisus wants to be metaritz his kashes, according to, if it's speaking about Vade Nivolo, no, so it's good. One lotion of the Gemara in Yevomis is good according to Shmuel. Vaymeri, the Besayf Perik Dalet Achin, Maisi Ach Bereise Doche. The Gemara brings there a Bereise, Vloy Gersinen, Bo Yisere Mneiskimu, Vyaymecho. The Gemara doesn't say, Yisrael ibn Yisgimel, they don't make Gaia, Yisrael ibn Yisgimel. But they start to name it like a sin alone. So then it was, everything is good. So it's good, we're speaking about a Giyayres, we're speaking about a Shifchesh, an Ishtachero, a Shfuyesh, an Ivdis, when she was a Gdoyla. Avo bektane moide den tsrichel hamtink in de kamme be breise der dufe. So na Rab Yehud is consistent, there's no difference, am shcheres. It's speaking about, he never said that a ktane needs avchona, only a gdoyle needs avchona. All of yours a gdoyle needs avchona. Bahashte, Shmuel begiyayres, ki Rab Yehud is, na Shmuel is mamish Rab Yehud. The first lotion, that a gedoyle needs avchone. A ktane doesn't need avchone. Babasi Yisroel, keramede, for a ktane needs avchone. Ve'evshed begiyoyres ktane, moide rabmeye den tzriche lahamtin. Maybe if I can't, we mentioned before, a giyoyres, the need of avchone is a smaller need. It's not such a serious chash of mamzeres of chai bekrisis. Maybe Rab Meir is also made by Ektana, who knows? Uloloshin achin dahosom, the oma shmuel kulon tzriches lahamtin, chutz migyeres mishucheres gdoilo, that's like a b'yoisi, uktana bas yisron tzriche lahamtin biznus, shim diznus tektana lo yishchiech, avu b'nisun goz tektana o tegdoilo. That's the Loshen Achein of Shmuel. So Zaktaisves, Besava, Begiyeres, Kerabiyesi, so Agdoyle, Afil Agdoyle does need Avchone, as Misapeches. Ube Bas Yisrael, Nesue, Kerameya, because Zaktanu, at Agdoyle. Besvirelei, that Afilu Rameya was Goyzed, Afil Nesuin goes Rameya. But Patznus, he wasn't Geyser. Bishama benisuin moi de Rabbi Yossi la Rameya. That they were Geyser Ktana also. Even Nuz war die Polig, der Schori Anusse Mefuta für die Gedeile, that is what Rabbi Yossi holds. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold this. Bis der Gassi bebreise der Rufa Rabbi Yossi mokim Rabbi Yudah vishom perashna. So the Gemara said it's speaking about that she was a Ba'ula. We saw a Ruash and Nivalo. So that's why Nidafron, Eyochi, my time at Rabbi Yossi. Taimulari, the Mashmed, the Mishum, the Kimne, Beruash and Nivalo, Udakashala, my time. If it's Ruash and Nivalo, so my time is Belavochi Namitik Shalai, Beraisa, the Rabbi Yossi. The Maisi Lakama, forget about my Akimte. Rabbi Yossi says, Claude, Anusimafute. That's clear that if you did not shaniva law, she doesn't need avchana. But if he has sugya nira, the zeh makshe atzmi the ma'isi law. The makshe brought down this baraisa from Rabbi Yossi. So what's the yachi? I mean, this Rabbi Yossi is not so schwer. Vi yesh vorm de galsi besomach omalei abaye. Bishlam geyeres, kib de dat le gyuri. Pirgisa zuas in shapish, zeh makshe lo yod de baraisa de ma'isi le kamon. The abaye de ma'isi law. Abaye brought the baraisa, but he didn't know about the Baraisa. So just he asked the Yochi, but Rav Sheish said it's speaking about Vadei Nivolo, so what's the time of Rav Yossi? V'chein ugir se b'shili daledachim. Omar Rabbe, kesov Rav Yossi, alibid Rav Yechen and Mishani. That means, this whole problem was according to Rav Yechen, who holds b'ktushos ha-kaimi. So Memela, we had a kasha, so I need Avchone. So we needed Rav Sheshes as Teretz, that's big Baruch and Nivolo. Then there's a problem, my time with the Rabbi Yossi, or my Rabbi, Kosova Rabbi Yossi, that Meshamesh is Bemoich. But according to Rabbi alone, the problem doesn't originate. According to Rabbi alone, Rabbi Yudah does not hold B'tushosa Kaime, Rabbi Yudah also holds that she's Becheskas Bule, only by Knas. The Rabbi Yudah holds you pay knash like techayte niska, shleichayte niska. So according to Rabbi, this kimta of Rav Sheshes is not necessary. So there's no kash on Rabbi Yossi either. Amar Rabbi kesov Rabbi Yossi. Alibed Rabbi Yochanan Mishani is answering according to Rabbi Yochanan because we have to say it's speaking about Ruach and Nivolo. So the day was time of Rabbi Yudah shleichayte niska like kash midi. Rabbi himself wasn't too sure that that's Takim Shat and Rabbi Yehuda. Let us learn Habo Albita, which goes on the Mishnah. Lamai Debuki Masnissen Bepeg Ben Soire Ben Mefute. But speaking about a Mefute, what is a problem over there? In the Reish it says, Chai Vekrisus Zachiv Knas. So the Gemara is Akashem. So why is she chayv knas? So the Gemara says one tells us speaking about a mafute. So then we have to say, so she's mafute, Koras doesn't pater. Afal pikein, Rabbi Yehuda, afal pikein, it says in our Mishnah, even though she's a mafuta, but bitoy is potter from knasos kim leb derabmenay. Is lamay the muki mas nisim perik ben soire ben mafute. So we have a shreklacha problem. So it's speaking about a mafute. So the knas is lavia. So the knas is lavia. So why do you say he's potter to pay als kim leb derabmenay? If he'd be chayv to pay, so what happens? He goes and takes from one pocket and puts in the other pocket. He's always potter to pay. Because he's the recipient of the knas. Not speaking about Bishas Bila, she was a Naira. And then later, Bishas Hamod Bedin, she was a Bogger. So Mamela, Bishas Hamod Bedin, the Chi of Tashlume Knas goes to her, not to him. So Memele, so he would have to be mechuyev to pay her, since her mother within was bebogres. Now the din is the Thomas is potter because it's a din of kimle b'darabne, so the achiv can't arise from a bilas bitoy since it's a din of kimle b'darabne. Ba'abas ishtay v'motzele misni eishesove v'kalosei d'choshev nami arayis v'aydei kedushin alatona v'shayim. So that is why you didn't want to say all the arayis. Zog te gemara weiter. Shenema says in the Mishnah below, ye osain onoish ye onish. If there won't be an osain onoish ye onish. Frag te gemara from my hoche nafke. This is the makir that you don't give to onshim. My hosem nafke kederish osay. Shemrisha achas atomachayvi v'atomachayvi v'shtam shtei rishis. It says you don't give a person to onshim. So why do you need the makor of la'iyah osayin? So the more answers, chode b'misa momin, v'chode b'malkes a momin. They're talking about two different onshim. And we need both psukim. Di yashmina misa momin, mishum de'ike ibud neshameh. Misa momen, there's ibud neshama. So that means there you're giving a very severe punishment. So if you're giving such a severe punishment, then there's a sfora, so you don't have to go all the way and punish momen also. You're killing him already, so you don't have to be medagdic and give him an einish momen. So that's why it says, miya osein lo yonish, aval malkis a momen. The lack of ibud neshama. They are not giving him such a severe punishment. They're giving him such a severe punishment. So Mamela then let him be like umishala. V'yashmin emalkis a momin mishum dlei chomer isurei. Abo misa momin the chomer isurei aim aloi tzrich apung fakerte svarim. That means if the person did not do such a chomodik aveire, so such a person we can be mevater, so he won't pay the money. We'll let him get away with one einish. But if this person did a very chomadik avera, then adin yikeves ahor. But such a person, he doesn't get away with anything. So memele, so therefore he will have both einishim. Yeah. That's why you need both psukim. Zok Rashi, mishum dikibud neshama, yesh kan oinish chomo, v'dayei bekachim enashte labed neshama lehoreg. So therefore, you don't have to go further. Eim aloi, ein zoinish yaseire, but by malkis a moment, zad an oinish yaseire, beloved beitarti. Or this is a fakertes for, doloi chomi yisur leovad aveir chomu, v'dayei shed neshano oinish echet. So, such a person, we can be mevatel, that he can get away with one einish, masha einkein, a person who did a chomadik avere, we will not be mevater. Let us see Taisvus, chode b'malkis a moment, le'el perashti, loma lo yalif, rosha rosha. So, why don't you learn at rosha rosha, she rosha lomos, vayim binakais a rosha, so there's a gzere shove, malkis to mise. So why do you need these two psukim? So Leil Perashi, so Taisus had said, the whole Gzeirah Shav of Rosh HaRosh is only a Gzeirah Shav and the Chiyuvei Malkis and the Chiyuvei Mise. But both of these Chiyuvim are similar. They are similar Chiyuvim, they have similar Lochis. But we're not speaking about Momenacher. The Pasuk is not speaking about Momen. The Pasuk is speaking about these Onshim alone. So therefore you can't learn out Pturei Momen one from the other if the Psukim alone are not speaking about Momen. They're only speaking about the Onshim of Malkus and Misa. Taima, the Bereisha Chayvul Porich, Omiboy Loikrod Lesikro Kayvul Lesik, the Sishkom in Neima Moine Vesik Tolei. I need the Pasuk to tell me you don't give him to Onshim. Or Mishani, so Moses, you don't give to Onshim. Momin and Misa, who Mechderi Shosei Nafke. So Shreklach, so the Gemara says over there, that from Mechderi Shosei, we learn out Misa Momin. The Gemara made a mistake over there. He said, the Gemara brought the wrong pasuk. The Agma also asked the kasha, why do you need Le'yos and Yem Vechdei Rishosoi? So Agma understood Vechdei Rishosoi is talking about Misen moment. What Le Porich, Hai B'malkus a moment, Siv? Yeah. Le'chosh La'akshois, Shemna Masrush Nuim, Le'yos in Afke. That means you want to make a whole sugya. The Gemara says that le'sikra kaifa means you don't pay both. Like the Gemara knows from Deir Shosi. So why do you make a whole sugya? You don't make Deir Shosi speaking about Malkus a moment. So then I'll have a different kashas. I know it from Le'yosin. So instead of going into all the protim, which are not necessary, we still have the same kashas. Gemara doesn't mention this. Now I'm going to sim in the Baalman noktei hosu. The Gemara doesn't mean the drosh of Deir Shosi. But it means, you only give to one Einish, not to one Shem. But Lab Davke, the limit is from this posik by Misen Moment. Frag the Gemara, Ula Rab Meir Dom Aloike Mishalim. According to Rab Meir, Rab Meir's Loike Mishalim is Tarti Lomali. So why do you need? So it can't, it's not going on, he holds Loike Mishalim. So Kedere Shos is going Akochach on Misen Moment. Say if two psukim and misa moment, so why do I need this? So the Gemara says, chode be misa moment, but chode be misa malkis. No, the second pasuk is speaking about misa malkis. The Rishose speaking about misa malkis. It's riche. The yashmin in misa moment. If we say misa moment, le yosay mishum de chode be gufe ve chode be moment, lo yavdine. That means that's to give two onshim, one beguf and one bemomen, that we don't do. Avo misa malkis, the idi v'idi begufe, aim a misa richte, even avid bo, but here what it's called, this is called one big oynish. One big oynish will give. Two sugi onshim we don't give. So that's why we need the posik to say, derishosi, you don't give misa malkis. Viesh mine misa malkes, te tarti begufe loevdinen. Punkt verkehrt. That's a double oinish agufe. It's very painful. It's very difficult. Avo, so that's why misa malkes you don't give. Avo misa momin, de chode begufe vchode, be momoine, eman avit. Here we break up the oinish. It's a chelik is begufe, a chelik is be momin. According to Rav Meir, the pasuk of the Rishos is speaking about Miso Malkis, and you can't learn out one from the other. Let us see Tosfos. V'chode b'miso Malkis. V'rabbonon. Now how did Rabbonon know Miso Malkis? The Rishos is speaking about Malkis a moment. Eliyosin is speaking about Miso moment. How do Miso Malkis? Rabbonon Malkis a moment. Miso Malkis. Tavai nafkimich the Rishos. The mashme im nischayev bahadi malkis. The pasuk is speaking about malkis. Misa oimomoin shemishachas hatamachayev. We're speaking about malkis that when you give malkis, there are no two onshim. But Taisus v'afal gav the somach le'aboim yakenu le'yosef. So Taisus says if the pasuk is telling us by misa malkis there's no two, but the pasuk says which one do you do? You do the malkis aboim yakenu. So it would come out if the makayr of Misa and Malkis is from this pasuk. You say give Malkis and you're part of a Misa. Mikol makim lano loyma the yilke v'loyamus k'mayshel loyke ve'enei mishalim. This kure yiske k'depach v'nesof. Why should he fadin? Is an einish Misa and an einish Malkis? So he should fadin. But if he would only do the einish Misa, he'd get Misa. Now since he did another veira, now we'll give him the einish Malkis. So Mamela, so therefore from Gderi Shosai we say Pshat that you give him Misa and not Malkus. Ravagavda Gabi Momin or Malkus, I mean that need them be Momin Afilo Mamina Kula, also Mishim the Chos Rachmona Nechbal. There is a Sfore, the Torah was Chos Abamina the Nechbal, so even though Lemaise, the Chayvel is gaining, but the Kaponim the Nechbal doesn't have to lose. So there, even though Mamain is Kal, but they said you give the Einish Kal mitzad the Tzoyrech of the Nechbal. Zog the Gemara weiter. So the Gemara understood that the Pasuk is telling us that when someone kills someone, you don't kill him and take kaifa. So we have here now another Pasuk that is telling us that you don't do both. So we have Le'yosin already that you, there's no Misa moment. So the Gemara says, no, the Amar Rachman Le'yishkol Mamoinim Enei V'tiftere Miktala. No, this Pasuk is telling us something else. Not that he don't pay both. That he can't pater the Chiyuv. He can't pater the Chiyuv Misa through Nesinas Kaifa. But the pasuk, he shouldn't take kaifa to, for a hirig b'shoigig. Lamali. So the Gemara understood, the Makshin Elbusin Rashi, that you shouldn't take both. You shouldn't be golus plus kaifa. And it would seem this I know from Achveis, from Kedei Rishosai, that you don't give to Einshim. So the Gemara says, no, Damachmon Elisishkom Mamoinim Nevesifterei Min Golas. No, not the Pasuk is telling us you don't do both. The Pasuk is telling us that the Kaifa cannot pass the Chiv Golas. Utrei Kroi Lomali. So why didn't he two Pesukim to tell me that Kaifa can't pass it? Chad b'shoigig v'chad b'meizid. That's richi. The yashmin in meizid. If it would say meizid, that the einish of meizid, Mrs. Bezden cannot be gepatted with kaifer. Mishum d'chomer isura. He was reitzeich b'meizid. Avu shoigig d'loichomer isura. Eim aloi. Aba shoigig d'loichomer isura. Maybe then he could get away with kaifer. Let him go and go. But at Mazid, then we should think, instead of killing, can we better take Kaifa so we won't be bothered as Nisham? So that's why we need both Pesukim to tell us that Kaifa does not patter from Golis, and Kaifa does not patter from Mrs. Bezin. Let us see Rashi. Lesikru koifa. Mash menami im ta'argen. That's the habamina of the Gemara. Leisan shenu momin. You shouldn't make two. You shouldn't make misa and momin. Damachmone shenu yehudim ishanine. Lav lashmina de leisavet beitalti. Not that the pasuk is telling us you don't do both. I didn't know from him liyosin. Alashmina bechiyev misa levado shal yivde be momin. It can't be poide the chiyev misa with through momin. It seems that the Gemara also understood is shouldn't be. We should learn it out of from Kederi Shos. It's rich diash mina meizid the lifrik nafshe b'momen ave mina mishum dechomer isure. So he did a chomer de kisa. So there's no pidyon. Avo b'shoigik lifrik nafshe b'momen migolus. Let him go in Golas. He'll accomplish something. He'll give Kaifer and it's Kedai that we should take Kaifer that they'll Nekayim Nefesh be Yisrael. Let us see Taisvis. Leisishkel mamayna minay besifterei migolus. Koshel Rashbe. So we have here two psukim that Kaifa does not pater the chiyuv misa, and Kaifa does not pater the chiyuv golus. Koshel Rashbe. The lama likro bitone de vecheski enavke de lechelakto bein shaygik lemezit. As we learned before, but just like it says, Makabay Mishamena Maka Odom Yumos. So we learn out from the Hekish that just like in the Chiyuv Momin, Chiyuve Momin of Makabayme, we're consistent. So by Maka Odom, we're also consistent. That he's always part of a Momin. So my mele, so we're consistent. The chihecha de bemeze le sishkom ne mamoine ve siftere mektole, av shoygek le sishko mamoine ve tiftere migoles. So that's the hekish, that we are consistent, bein be shoygek bein be mezid, by Mises Odom. So that's the consistency, that just like a mezid has no way of avoiding his einish through kaifa, so a shoygek also has no way of avoiding his einish through kaifa. We're consistent. So why do you need the two psukim? Vayim erid leshach lakushi shoygek lemezid. Ki aigavne, ki ben shem pidyon shneim shove, the pidyon shal mezid, lepoitre mi mise, pidyon shal shoygeg, lepoitre mi golas. So dachs metaisus means to say as follows. Consistency means if we do the same by both. So we say we're consistent. For example, we say that chayve mise shoygegim apota from tashlumen. So we say, why, just like Chayvei Mises Mezidim Apota from Tashlum, Chayvei Mises Shagim is also Apota from Tashlumin. So that is Pshat, that we're consistent, that just like Ein Shei Bezen Patas from Tashlumin, Chiyuvi Einish, even though there's no Einish Papel, Patas also from Tashlumin. So we're consistent. The same Aloha applies to both. I'd like to be Mamtik one vote. But Emerson, there is an Indian of Koifa. We find by a Shoyra Mood, you pay Koifa. There's an Indian of Koifa. Gabayl of Yumos, this Chai Misa B'day Shemaim, this Koifa, there's an Indian of Koifa. The Musig is not abgefragt. Novos. But the Torah says, by Chiyav Mises Bezden, there's no Koifa. You can't be Mechapa on a Chiyav Mises Bezden. And another Pasuk that tells me, you can't be Mechapa by Chiyav Golis. There's no Koifa on that. So my male, these two psukim are telling us two distinct halachas. That mise, you cannot avoid through kaifa. And golish, you can't avoid through kaifa. So these aren't the same halachas. It's snapshot, don't differentiate. This is two distinct halachas. The chesorin is in the dover haniftar. Not, that means, it will be kaifa. There's no such thing as kaifa. No. So, then could we, but that's not the vote, that the Einish Misa doesn't become Nifta from Kaifa. So you can't say that they didn't differentiate by Golas. Golas is not Einish Misa, Golas is something else. So it's a different Seering Gansen. So it's a different Seering Gansen. So Memele, the Lechelakta does not apply.